Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the 10th and Broad Church of Christ podcast. Today's message is presented by Ken Holsberry, the preaching minister at the 10th and Broad Church. Let's tune in now for Ken's message.
So this morning, around the world, Christians are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we just sang a song that I want to reiterate, that I believe that Jesus came to this earth and he was born of a virgin. I believe that he grew in wisdom and stature and he became a man. I believe that he lived the only perfect and sinless life. I believe that he willingly sacrificed himself and that he died on the cross to pay the debt for our sin. I believe that he hung on that cross by nails that were driven into his hands and into his feet. I believe that his side was pierced to confirm his death. I believe that his dead body was prepared and was buried in a rich man's tomb. I believe that that grave was guarded by soldiers, but that even so, on the third day, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the stone was rolled away and Christ Jesus rose from the dead. I believe that he appeared to his 11 apostles and to hundreds of others who were eyewitnesses over the next 40 days. And I believe that he ascended back into heaven, where on this day he sits at the right hand of God, interceding on our behalf. That is the good news that I believe. It is the good news I have the privilege of proclaiming every single Sunday, and hopefully in all of the days between every single Sunday. It's what I believe about Jesus, and it's all about Jesus and his death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave. And that is why I am so excited to be here this morning with you. We're going to celebrate in many ways this morning the resurrection of Jesus. We're going to celebrate by reading from the Word of God. We're going to celebrate by singing a lot of songs this morning. Amen. We're going to celebrate by hearing just a little bit of preaching this morning. Amen. But we're going to celebrate by participating in what is called the flowering of the cross, as we see a visual representation, as we participate in that, of how God moves us from life, from death to life. And I'll explain more about that when the time comes. In the meantime, let's worship the Lord Jesus. He died, but he is alive.
Amen.
And that has changed everything. Because, see, the stone has been rolled away and death has lost its sting and the grave has lost its victory. Hell has been defeated. Death has been dethroned. Darkness has been derailed. The devil has been demoted. The tomb is empty. Hope is fulfilled. Faith is vindicated. Prophets have been validated. Soldiers have been aggravated and disciples have been animated because he's alive. Sin has lost. Shame has died. Hope has soared. Love has won. Because at the resurrection, after a very dark day, after a very dark weekend, at the resurrection, God brought life out of death. And that was the great reversal. God brought life out of death. He brought light out of darkness. He brought peace out of chaos. He brought beauty out of ashes. Because the resurrection has changed everything. It even changed the cross. What seemed like the end was actually a new beginning. What seemed like final death was actually new life. What seemed like pure evil was something out of which God brought pure good. And all of this was foretold by the prophets. One of them, Isaiah, wrote this about what Jesus would do, what the cross would become, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy rather than mourning, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. And one translation, instead of beauty for ashes, says flowers for sorrow. And this morning, we're going to have an opportunity to participate in flowers from sorrow. To participate in a reminder, a visual demonstration that moves us from the cross on Friday to the resurrection on Sunday, from death to life, from mourning to joy, from despair to praise, from sorrow to flowers. And many of you have brought flowers this morning. You have brought greenery. If you are a guest with us and you did not, or if you've just forgotten, we have extra in the back. They're there for you, so please don't hesitate to take advantage of them. We're going to sing some songs. You may want to sing along. You may want to just meditate. And I want you to use this time to think about Jesus, to think about what God did in him to move from death to life, to think about what God has done for you to bring you from death to life, to think about what God has done for you to bring you from mourning to joy, what he's done in your life that has moved you from despair to praise. Think about these things this morning as we think about the fact that he is alive. The tomb is empty, and it has changed everything. It has changed everything in the cosmos, but it has changed everything for me. And it has changed everything for you. So this is going to be a time that's unstructured. We don't have instructions as to when you're to come and when you're not to come. Follow the Holy Spirit. Some of you will wait quite a while, and that'll be good. That'll be fine, and you'll just watch this transformation. Others of you will be early adopters, and you'll want to be up and put your flowers up quickly. That's okay. Some of you may want to even stand around on the floor and just be present and participate in the whole thing. Some of you will want to go back to your seats. All of that is fine. Some of you will sing. Some of you will read scripture. Some of you will pray. Some of you will just watch. I think you'll find it to be a beautiful, beautiful, meaningful illustration of what we are here to celebrate this morning.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond long measure, that he should give his only Son.
You are the one that we praise. You are the The cross, our way to freedom. The cross, our wrath to bear. But God, so rich in mercy, took our place and saved us there. Lift him high, O praise to Jesus. Lift him high, for all to see. Lift him high, the cross of Calvary, where mercy died to set us free. Our King who reigns victorious now sits upon his throne. Forever he is worshipped. Glory to our God alone.
Lift him high.
Lift him high, oh, praise to Jesus. Lift him high.
The cross, our way to freedom. The cross, our wrath to bear. But God, so rich in mercy, took our place and saved us there. Lift him high, oh, praise to Jesus. Lift him high for all to see. Lift him high, the cross of Calvary, where mercy died to set us free. Our King who reigns victorious now sits upon his throne. Forever he is worshipped. Glory to our God alone.
Lift him high.
Lift him high. Lift him high for all to see. Lift him high on the cross of Calvary, where mercy died to set us free. Mercy died to set us free. Mercy died to set us free.
Folks, this is what Jesus has done for us. And let's not forget the pain and the suffering and the wrath that our sin deserved, that he had to take first. But all glory be to God, who can take any evil and turn it into good. God took the death of his own son and he turned it into our salvation. He turned it into our hope. He turned it into our life. And Jesus is alive. And the message that I proclaim to you this morning is that this is what Jesus does for us. And no matter what kind of sin you have in your life, no matter what kind of darkness you have in your life, no matter what kind of pain you have in your life, no matter what kind of shame you have, no matter what kind of secrets you have, no matter what kind of suffering you have, there is nothing that is more powerful than the resurrection of Jesus. And He will do it in your life. And He will take your darkness and He will make it light. And He will take your sorrow and He will make it joy. And so if there is anyone here this morning who doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ, who has not experienced the power that He has in your life, anyone here who is walking in some kind of darkness or sorrow, I want to offer to you the invitation to meet me in that room and let's talk about Jesus. And let's talk about what God can do to move you from death to life.